What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. You know how we do, nothing but music, sports, politics, world events, and more. This is episode, 106. Episode 106 of the Paul Pickett Podcast. We just hit episode 100 recently, just did a press release. Definitely got an ad running every single day on Google and whatnot, which I just adjusted yesterday. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, please check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts with dogs and cats on them, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice, step into the future, do your Dizzle. DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. We got about a dozen recipes on there that you can follow. First, I'm going to pull up some NBA scores here. Pull up some of these NBA scores from last night. Give me one second here. Oh, man. Game, heartbreak. Much to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who is a real solid team. Darius Garland just... Cleveland is looking very good. And Charlotte, we're still a young team. We need to make some moves, get ready Gordon Haywood. And we need a real legit center as well. And maybe another four. Boston beat Detroit. Toronto beat Atlanta. Atlanta's been hot of late, but Toronto's been hot of late, as well. And Toronto, Fred VanVleet just got his first All-Star appearance selection. Congratulations to him. Spurs did. Utah beat Brooklyn. Brooklyn is just really struggling. It's starting to plummet. New Orleans Pelicans beat Denver. I gotta pull this. I gotta see if Jokic was even playing. Like when I see games like this, I gotta beat Philly. I think that's how they do. And then lost to OKC. Portland is just not doing well. Not doing well. Let's pull up this Denver. Let's see. You got 20-something points out of three players from the Pelicans. That's pretty much why they won. And, I mean, that could happen every now and then. Let me pull up my standings here. We're going to go over Paul's power picks, the Triple P power picks. Let's see what we got going on here. All right. It's the same, but I'm going to go over them. Number one, Phoenix Suns. Number two, Golden State Warriors. Number three, Memphis Grizzlies. Number four, I'm going with the Miami Heat. Even though the Bulls are number one, it's just, I don't know, man. Something about the Bulls. And they got, they still number one. They've had injuries up and down. But I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be, I got to see if they can just get past the first round. So my number four is the Miami Heat. And my number five right now is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Evan Mobley, Garland, Allen, Lloyd Markkanen. Look out for them to be making some kind of trade here soon. Rumors they might be going after Eric Gordon, Eric Gordon coming off the bench for them. Or actually, I don't know if they'll come off the bench. No, he'll start. Eric Gordon, Garland, Mobley, Markkanen, and Allen. Oh, man, that'd be a nice starting lineup. And then they'll have Kevin Love and Cedi Osman coming off the bench. And that I think his name is Akor. So, yeah, that's my Paul's power picks. Phoenix number one, Golden State number two, Memphis number three, Miami Heat number four, and the Cleveland Cavaliers number five. Who would have thought the Cleveland Cavaliers would be third in the East before the season started, and the Bulls would be number one? I don't think nobody saw that coming. Now, let me see if there's any. I ain't seen nothing about it on. Oh, there's Blazers traded Powell and Covington. I don't think Blake's really doing here. They just got Powell last year. If I'm not mistaken, they just traded Sabonis. Or maybe. But still, I think he has like a 4 or 5 year deal. And they just got him last year. I think this is a sign that the Blazers are going to be rebuilding. Definitely a sign they're going to be rebuilding. So they gave Norman Powell, Robert Covington to the Clippers. And the Blazers got Eric Bledsoe, who ain't going to do much. I mean, he's the third string point guard. Justice Winslow, he ain't going to do much. Keon Johnson and a second round pick. I mean, they'll probably end up buying out Bledsoe, maybe keep Winslow and Keon Johnson. But for the Clippers, getting if Paul George comes back and Kawhi Leonard comes back, and then they got Robert Covington and Norman Powell, oh, that could be a good look. Could be a good look. All right, let's go over some topics. I'm going to stay on the sports ones at first. Doug Peterson to the Jags. I guess it's okay. He won the Super Bowl recently. Carson Wentz had a MVP-like season with Doug Peterson until he got hurt. Because Trevor Lawrence doesn't – like, Trevor Lawrence – was looking like the guy was the guy they were saying looked like the sure pick coming out last year. And the guy that looks like the sure pick coming out last year is probably, let's see, hold up. I don't know really, man. I really don't know, man. I mean, a lot of the guys this year didn't, didn't really just show that they're, you know, like they really just have what it takes. I mean, because Fields, I ain't seen enough. Trey Lance didn't even play. You know? Matt Jones, I don't know. Man, let me look at this quarterback list real quick. I mean, let's like really go. Let me go over this quarterback list real quick. Matt Jones, Trevor Lawrence and Matt Jones are the only ones that started. And Zach Wilson, I mean, none of these guys from this last year, you could say, is a sure thing. You know, none of these guys. But look at Justin Herbert, Joe Burrows, Josh Allen, you know, a lot of Patrick Mahomes. There's been cats coming out like Lamar Jackson, you know, that looking like sure things out the gate. And I think that's why a lot of these NFL teams are giving up on quarterbacks easier and quicker nowadays, because you got cats like Patrick Mahomes coming out and going to the AFC Championship his first full season. You know, Joe Burrow's second year in the league, first full season going to the Super Bowl. You know, Josh Allen doing what he's done, you know, already short career in the league, you know. Justin Herbert balling out like he's Lamar Jackson, MVP already. These dudes are coming in young, early, getting MVPs like that, you know? I mean, who else do we got here? I mean, Carson Wentz came in second year, was looking like an MVP. See, he had an MVP season second year. Joe Burrow, second year, you know. Like Patrick Mahomes, second year. Russell Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, was in the Super Bowl his second or third year, you know. These guys, I mean, you could tell nowadays, man. You could tell in a season or two of these guys takes to be in the NFL. And it's all valid to move on from them. Yeah, they might go somewhere else and might do all right. But, like, look at Ryan Tannehill. I mean, he didn't do too well at the Dolphins. He's doing good at the Titans, but he's not great. He's just a good quarterback, man. Yeah, so next year, I don't know who's really going to be balling out next year. So Doug Peterson to the Jags might be a good thing. You'll know in the second season if Trevor Lawrence is a sure thing. I know that much. We'll know in the second season. All right, let me get into this. NFL, they're looking bad, man. They got the racial and sexual allegations. Hugh Jackson came out and basically he didn't really say that a team came to him and asked him to do the same exact thing that Brian Flores is suggesting, but it's something in the lines of, you know, losing games intentionally. I mean, we've seen teams in all sports do this forever, man. Like, you could tell when a team is trying to lose games intentionally. Houston Rockets right now. The Houston Rockets right now are literally trying to lose games intentionally. That's why they're sitting John Wall. They got a $40 million player sitting on the bench because they're trying to intentionally lose games. This happens all the time, you know. But it's one thing for a team to just trade everybody off, to trade all their good players away, or to just bench their best players and just so the young players can play and they can lose games. It's another thing to try to pay a coach to lose games. That you can't have in the league. You can't have no owner telling guys, coaches, they'll pay you $100,000 a game if you lose the game. We can't have that. Not in any sport. It's one thing now to when you sit there and you in Houston Rockets or sitting John Wall, I look at it as a strategic move. But when you talk about bribing coaches to lose games, that's a whole different ballpark. It's one thing to sit John Wall because you really want to trade him anyways and you just want to rebuild and he doesn't fit your rebuild. That's one thing, but it's another thing to be paying coaches. And if this is true, the owner, that owner, he got to go. I don't know, to be honest with you, was Hugh Jackson's remarks and allegations, I don't know that I believe him. Because this is the thing. It's like, why does this happen a lot when one person comes out and says something and everybody wants to come? Why you didn't have the balls to say nothing before? The guts to say nothing before? Why now you say something? You know, when you literally, you're not coaching nowhere, I don't think. I could be wrong. Hugh Jackson could be an offensive coordinator somewhere, but he's not head coaching nowhere, and he probably never head coach ever again. But it's kind of like the Bill Cosby thing, you know, and some of these allegations or Deshaun Watson things, yeah, some of them might be true, but all of them, no. So that's why I don't know. Brian Flores, true, possibly. Hugh Jackson, I don't know, because now it's like, it's always like this when one person comes out on something, then everybody wants to come out. But all of them are never really 100% credible. Because I guarantee we'll have somebody else come out too. We'll have a couple more come out. And might say something on the lines of what Hugh Jackson said, but not necessarily exactly what Brian Flores said. Because what Hugh Jackson said, I don't know the exact details, but it wasn't exactly, it wasn't like $100,000 a game offer to lose games. It was something, some other, on the lines of some other kind of trying to get him to lose games. But how can you even, another thing is, you know, how can a coach intentionally lose games when players are playing? Players still might go out there and just whoop the hell out of some team just because they're better. You know, so, like, all of this is really crazy, man. But NFL's not looking good right now. NBA's actually looking a lot better right now. They're looking a hell of a lot better right now, even though NBA, they got some flaws they got to fix, too, as well. But this, things like this just makes the NBA start to look better again. Because NBA definitely is hiring more black coaches. They're not having as many sexual allegations going on. You know, when you got all these things going on at once, it doesn't look good. It just doesn't bode well, you know, for your business, your brand. These, you know, sexual allegations and racial allegations, I mean, that's not good, you know. It's just... That's the thing. If you just got to have fairness in the workplace and, you know, don't be trying to hit on people at the workplace. Go hit on people outside the workplace. That's what we need to do in society. Don't hit on people unless the woman hits on you in the workplace. Don't be hit on the workplace. Hit on people outside, women outside the workplace. And we just need fairness in the workplace. You know what I'm saying? In the NFL, you would think the rule, and I've heard people say the Rooney Rule was working, but now apparently it isn't. I'm thinking they need to switch it up and make the first interview always be the black coach if they're going to have this Rooney Rule place where you have to interview. I don't know if it's multiple black coaches or just a black coach, which is crazy because I mean, if you're going to have the Rooney Rule in, just this idea that you only should have to just interview one black coach is really ridiculous. It should be two or three. There are the same amount of coaches that you, same amount of white coaches that you interview. It should be the same amount of black coaches. This idea that just you have to at least interview one, what kind of, that's just a loophole, really. That's just a loophole that they put in place to really make it seem fair, but it's really not. It's just a cover-up, really, when you think so. No, the Rooney Rule is bogus. It's bullshit. It's bullshit when you think about it because it should be the same exact amount of black coaches as white coaches, and we probably should be interviewing the black coaches first so there can't be no situations like the Brian Flores situations, which definitely is unfair. So, anyway, NFL, I mean, I'm still going to watch the NFL until they get too political. Once these sports just get so too political, because that's one thing I don't like. I don't like politics in my sports. And this ain't really, the racial and sexual allegations ain't politics, but NFL and NBA is known for taking political stances. They're known for siding with Democratic, leftist, radical view stances, woke stances, which... You know, you give me too much of that, and you overshadow it with what the game is really about, and I have to stop watching the game. But for now, I still am a fan of the game. All right, let me get to this. This will be my last topic for this podcast. I mean, this topic is so ridiculous. This, I don't know if some people seen the video. I seen the video of this fight at Golden Corral. They say it was over steak shortages. If I'm going to fight over any food shortage, it's not going to be a steak shortage. Steak is overrated, first of all. Let me repeat that. Steak is overrated. Highly overrated. It's so overrated. Steak is so overrated. I mean, maybe a thin steak, like a sandwich steak is okay. But like these big old thick steaks, this is overrated. You gotta sit there and chew on them, damn, a piece of steak forever. It takes forever to even finish a damn steak because it, and they don't digest like ground beef would digest because it's just so thick. You gotta chew on it forever. Steak's overrated. If I gotta fight, fist fight over a food shortage, it's gotta be like bacon or something. Like bacon or like. Maybe like a Chick-fil-A sandwich or something. A Bojangles biscuit, sausage biscuit or something. But like, you know, I mean, I'm gonna fight over a shortage of pizza, slices of New York style pizza before I fight over a steak. And just this idea that we're fighting over a shortage of steak at a restaurant. I mean, just go home and make a steak. It's not that serious. It's not like the world is completely out of steak. Like, you start fighting over food when the restaurants don't even... The day you start fighting over food is the day the restaurants don't even got any... They don't even got any more food getting delivered to the restaurants anymore because there's a shortage of food everywhere. It's the day that grocery stores are the only places that have food because the restaurants aren't getting it no more. Everybody's got to go raid the grocery store. That's when you start fighting over food. But this idea, we're going to fight over steaks, you know, when, yeah, there's shortages of things going on. Yeah, I go to the grocery store some days and there's no juices. There's no whole milk. And I don't like 2% or skim milk, you know? So I got to go with vanilla almond milk. That's the only milks I drink. Whole milk and vanilla almond milk. So, like, if I don't got whole milk, then I go to almond milk, you know? But I get almond milk anyways while I have whole milk. So I have both of them at the same time, you know? And if I run out of whole milk, I drink my almond milk as my backup. But I don't know, man. Like, fighting over steaks, man. Like, come on, man. We're not at that point yet, man. You know, you act like we're at the point where we all got to eat ramens and peanut butter sandwiches and grilled cheese, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I stocked up on some ramens and things like that, you know, peanut butters and ramens and stuff like that. Because if it does get to the point, you know, like these food shortages I'm seeing, if it does get to a point where I go to my grocery store and I see a whole aisle and there's no food on there, like you see, I've seen the videos of grocery stores, you know, on TikTok and Instagram, and a whole aisle, there's nothing on the aisle. It could be a whole bread aisle and there's no bread. Or a whole whatever aisle it is. It's nothing on the aisle. If I get to that point in my grocery store, yeah, I'll start eating peanut butter sandwiches and grilled cheeses and ramen noodles. But I won't be fighting nobody over no damn steaks. Steaks are so overrated anyways. You know? I mean, damn. That's the thing, man. Like, if it's the last burger on the planet, man, then maybe we could fist fight. You know what I'm saying? Last bacon cheeseburger. You know? Last slice of New York-style pizza. You know? Last slice of, last Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich with some waffle fries on the side. Yeah, man. You know, it's the last Bojangles. You know, sausage biscuit on the planet. Yeah, I'm going to fist fight somebody over that shit. But we're at that point that we should have food in some damn restaurants. It wasn't even about steaks no more because they were fighting. They were throwing baby chairs at each other. Baby seats and baby chairs at each other so much that it got to the point where they were just fighting because they were just to be fighting, just to keep fighting. I mean, and Cold Corral ain't that great anyways. I mean, it's okay. But I can tell you what, my DoorDash order menus. Gold Corral is not at the top of my list, man. It's not at the top of my list. If you go there, it's okay. They got a nice selection, you know what I'm saying? But fighting over steaks, man. I mean, how pathetic can human beings be that you're fighting over some steaks, shortage of steaks at Gold Corral? That's like people fighting over a shortage of French fries at McDonald's. I mean, really, that's what it's like. Fighting over a shortage of donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. You know? Everybody, that's like people fighting over a shortage of chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A. That's what it's like, man. It's pathetic. It's miserable. I would never want to be that kind of scumbag of a human being. Like, all of them. They were all complete scumbags. Poor, useless, miserable, angry, fighting over pathetic ass shit, good for nothing human beings. All of them. I don't care if they were white, black, Hispanic, because they looked like it was whites, blacks. They were all pathetic, good for nothing human beings, man. I mean, really, like, they're good for nothing if you're going to fight over a steak shortage. And I mean, I've seen some pathetic things in my life, man, but, like, it's almost at the top of the list, man. It's almost at the top of the list. And to actually see, I mean, it was a full WWE Royal Rumble over some steaks. Stop it, man. It's not that serious, man. Steaks are overrated. People tell me, I always go for a good steak. Yeah, but it takes me 30 minutes to chew on one damn piece of fucking steak. There's no such thing as a good steak when you got to chew on it forever, man. Maybe a steak biscuit for Bojangles. Steak biscuit. Now, that's good. With some seasoned fries on the side. Fucking fighting on. Damn, man. Oh, man. That's like... Oh, man. I'm not even going to say it. People, somebody might get offended. This is crazy, man. Like fighting over some steaks and cold crap, man. All right, man. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I just still can't wrap my head around it. Like, actually, me and my, you know, friends going to Golden Corral and, you know, deciding to get in a Royal Rumble, you know, because steak shortage. I just really want to know how it broke down. Like, you know, like somebody goes to grab a steak and somebody snatches it from them because it's the last one. And then one table starts fighting with another. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that really go down? You know, how does that really go down? It's like when you go in the grocery store and you during COVID and there's a toilet paper shortage and you grab like four things of toilet paper and somebody comes, takes one out of your cart and y'all start fist fighting. I mean, damn, you know, like, I'm not going to be that scumbag. I mean, I still got three left. You know, I might say something like, yo, dog, don't do that shit again or get punched in your mouth. I might warn them, don't ever do that shit again or get punched in your mouth. But I'm not, like, you know, and how, like, fighting over toilet paper at a grocery store that nobody's bought yet is like, who are any of us to take ownership over the shit? You know? But I guess at Gold Corral, you know, paid your paid up front. So you're going to go ahead and just try to take ownership of all the steaks at Gold Corral because there's a shortage, you know. I mean, and there was like plenty of other, like, it was still like chicken, baked chicken, fried chicken, meatloaf. Like, there's pizza, there's burger sliders. I mean, there's all types of other stuff on there. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, and we're going to fight over one freaking item. One freaking item. Like, the most overrated item of all. Hit click now, hit that subscribe button, hit that like, hit that follow if you're on Instagram. Hit that follow, YouTube, hit that subscribe. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Also, we have now uploaded a podcast to Rumble. 100 of the episodes are on there. I got to upload my 4 or 5 new episodes. As you see, I done nailed the podcast banner to my wall. So we got it thumbtacked up to the wall now. We took the podcast banner stand down. That gives me more room back here and whatnot. And it just keeps my banner at the level I needed to be anyways. Just more level and whatnot. And it just covers that wall. Looks good. But, yeah. So, you know how we do. We're going to keep it moving. Keep coming up with new topics every day of the week that we do this podcast. I know I did say I was going to start doing it one day of the week, which is coming. I just hit episode 100 and just did the press release and all that. And I had to get all my content caught up on Rumble. I get arms, and as soon as I get that caught up, the Rumble caught up, and my audio version caught up, I think within the next 30 days, I should be going live every day, and I should be pre-recording every day to distribute to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, and YouTube, and Rumble, and Instagram TV, and Facebook, and we'll probably be going live on Twitter every day. Probably go live on Twitter because Twitter doesn't really allow us to upload the whole video. We'd have to upload in sections and pieces, and that's the thing. I just do one episode. That's it. I don't cut up in sections because I don't really have guests yet, and I will have a guest on real soon. I plan on having a good friend of mine who's a comedian, Byron Brooks, out of Baltimore. I used to work with him here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, back in my Fazoli's days, making that fast food Italian, you know, being the number one dude in the kitchen. I was bitching in the kitchen. You know, nobody could ever take me out in the kitchen, man. No matter where I worked, I was numero uno in the kitchen. No managers could take me out, no employees, none. If they say otherwise, they are lying. I'm the hardest working man at everything I do. And let me tell you why I know I'm the hardest working man in my business. Because the day after I had surgery from getting hit by a car, I dislocated my shoulder, broke my femur and my leg, and broke every foot of my toe. The day after I had surgery, I was doing music promo for my clients. I was working on orders for my business the day after surgery. Nobody on the planet's doing that but me. I'm a rare breed, man. That's why it's New Litter all day, every day. So check out newlitter.com. Check out Promo Palace LLC or promopalace.biz. And last but not least, for Shizzle, I got a shout out, dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, dizzle on ice. Stand in the future, do your dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. We got about 3.5 bottles. Got a new dizzle hat coming on the way, some new merch and whatnot. Of course, this is a New Litter apparel shirt. Money never sleeps. And we also got shirts that are not dog and cat related as well. We got the Money Never Sleeps, Work Smarter, Not Harder, Don't Watch This Work. And we got the Paul Masson couple of tees, Damn, I Missed the Golden Age. And we got new t-shirts coming as well. All right, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Peace, and I'm out.